I'm Rona Tarrant. In Pennsylvania, survivors of sexual abuse by clergy, lay employees or lay volunteers in the Diocese of Erie will be eligible to file financial claims with the new compensation fund. The Survivors Reparation Fund will launch in February and was described as an option for abuse survivors who are prevented from seeking compensation through the courts under the state statute of limitations. The fund is one of several recently established. Other funds include a program for the five dioceses in New Jersey and the Diocese of Pittsburgh, Scranton and Greensburg in Pennsylvania. President Trump is sending more money to American farmers hurt by the U.S.-China trade war. The president announced by tweet that he has authorized a second round of payments from a $12 billion aid program for farmers that have been economically harmed by the trade war. After Trump put tariffs on steel, aluminum and other Chinese goods, China retaliated by placing duties on American agricultural products, including soybeans and pork. Les Moonves, the former boss of CBS, will not receive a $120 million severance package after an inquiry into alleged sexual misconduct. The broadcaster said he misled the company over the allegations and failed to work with investigators, meaning it had grounds to fire him. Moonves stepped down in September following claims he had sexually harassed or assaulted six more women. He denies the claims. As part of its ongoing efforts to reconcile China's Catholic communities, the Vatican has recognized two previously excommunicated Chinese bishops as heads of dioceses. The move came after an unprecedented meeting that included a group of Vatican officials, Chinese bishops recognized by the Chinese Catholic Patriotic Association, and a group of Vatican-appointed bishops. At the meeting, a range of issues were discussed, including the need to find more candidates for the priesthood. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.